We touched on Expo 88 there with Salu. We're going to have another look at Expo 88, what some people still regard as Brisbane's biggest party. World Expo 88 lives on in cyberspace thanks to local fan John McGregor. He's an expert and he joins us now, and he's not only got a history and a memory of Expo 88, but you've got a website, everything else. You've done everything about it.
That's right. I felt as if it was almost my duty when I found out a year or two ago that there was really nothing on the internet about our own expo, and so I felt like I had to change that situation.
So what's the fascination? Obviously you were there. I'm assuming you were there.
Yes, of course.
I'm just looking at you and I can see all sorts of things and badges and so on. And what was it like for you at the time, before you went there? What was, you know, did you just think, oh, this will be good fun?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 80s and I grew up seeing South Bank developing, and I thought, geez, it would be really great if I could get a job at Expo 88. I spent a year in Japan as an exchange student in 87, and as luck would have it, I came back to Brisbane and got a job with the Japan Pavilion as a pavilion attendant. And that was a wonderful entree into the exposition. And during that course of the 6 months, I also happened to meet a lot of professional expo hoppers, that all they do is they go from one expo to the other. And I thought, geez, that's what I'd like to do. So I set my course for the next exposition after that, which was in Seville, Spain, in 92. And I also ended up working in another exposition in South Korea in 93.
So when you came back from Japan, how many Japanese words did you have? Is that what got you the job?
Well, I'm not going to skite about it, but my Japanese is very good. I'd done it all through high school, and the extra year in Japan certainly was a great help. I actually had my interview for the job in Tokyo, so I came back to Brisbane, and training started straight away. So that was in March of 88, and it was a very, despite the rain in the few weeks leading up to the exposition, it was a very, very exciting time, especially to be working at the expo and to be in Brisbane. And it was such a big event for Brisbane. I mean, we had the Commonwealth Games, and now it was the expo, and it was just a wonderful place to work at.
I can't remember the Japanese pavilion. What was in it?
Oh, well, I'll have to jog your memory of it here. It was actually the most expensive pavilion on the whole expo site, $26 million.
Jeez.
And it was very well designed. It had many different aspects to it. Many people will remember the Japanese Pond and Garden, which was very, very popular with people, because the expo was all about rush and hurry and
peaceful.
The Japanese garden was very tranquil, very peaceful. They had very nice music playing in the background. They had koto performances. They had all, Japanese flower exhibitions and things like that. And, of course, that garden has gone up to Mount Kutha now as a permanent commemoration of, the Australian and the Japanese experience at the expo. What else? I guess the other highlight of the pavilion was the fact that it was the the Australian debut of high-definition TV, which we hear about all the time now.
Ah.
But in 1988, that was state-of-the-art technology. It hadn't been introduced in Australia before that. And the central part of the Japan pavilion, we had this huge slide and television presentation, and the central three panels were high-definition TV screens. And that was the big thing, because the theme of the expo was leisure in the age of technology, and the Japanese certainly did their best to try and, unite with that theme. And high-definition TV, enjoying
it. Well, they had no competition at the time, did they? They were the forefront of all of that technology.
They basically invented high-definition TV, and it's now 16 years since the event, and we're only starting to see high-definition TV introduced to the market in the past, 6 months or a year, so it was quite ahead of its time.
John's going to be quizmaster a bit later on. We've got some great prizes to give away. That 4BC album of the week, Patience by George Michael, and four tickets to the Queensland Orchestra's Clock Tower Series Tubular Bells at Brisbane City. And also, we've got another prize here. It's a great fee. Lunch or dinner for two at the Golden Ox Restaurant and Pelican Alfresco Deck, located at 330 Oxley Avenue in Margate on the Redcliffe Peninsula. And that'll all be part of Expo Questions coming up. And if you've got any memories of Expo, you want to give us a call now. I'm 13 13 32, and Bernadette from Karabi joins us now. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. You've got some memories of Expo?
We've got heaps of memories. We used to go into Expo. We bought one of those six-month passes for our family, and we used to go on a Friday night and a Sunday most weeks, so we were sort of regular goers, as a lot of Brisbane people were. Some of the things, we used to watch heaps of shows in the piazza. Street entertainment, even as you're walking around to go to the next expo, the next exhibition, you'd see street entertainers. The kids were sort of just at the top of high school and beginning of, top of primary school and then middle of high school, used to love to go outside the German beer fest and they used to do the chicken dance.
Everybody remembers that.
Everyone used to love that. And one thing I remember particularly was standing in queues, waiting to get anywhere. There was queues everywhere.
Yeah.
But they were the most friendly, happiest queues. People, something that doesn't happen in Brisbane now, people talk to you. You'd stand in the queues and people say, where have you been? What have you seen? Oh, you must see this. You must go there. It was just the friendliest, best time. You know, everything was just happy. It was great. Family. It put Brisbane on the map.
Yep.
You know, all my memories are just so good and so fantastic about the whole place.
Would you go? We'll talk to John. He said he's been to a couple since. Did you ever think about going to an expo maybe in another city?
Yeah, I probably would because I had so many, you know, it was so fantastic here. But I'd expect it to come up to the same standard that we put on here.
Well, there's an exposition coming up next year in Japan, if you're interested.
Oh, is there?
Yes, 2005 World Expo in Nagoya, just in the central part of Japan. And Australia will be represented there, so it'll be very interesting to see what the Australian pavilion at this exposition next year will be like.
I mean, we know when it was on here how wonderful it was, and we all felt at home. We're all Aussies and so on. Is it still the same sort of a thrill, do you think, to go to a foreign country?
Of course.
Do you?
I think every exposition is really special, and it has its own tingle, its own memories. It's unique, but at the same time, there is a certain excitement you get because it's the whole world gathered in one place, and it's really wonderful. It's like a microcosm of, you know, all many things in the world, cultures, peoples, ideas, events. It just goes on. I find every exposition really just a wonderful celebration.
Well, Bernadette, we may be off to Nagoya next year.
That's it. And a lot of creativity, too. I mean, look at all those beautiful statues they had around the place. Heaps and heaps. And you actually see some of them around our city.
That's right, yes.
But that was work of art, and there was just, I mean,
$25 million was spent on art alone for the 6 months. $25 million.
It was fantastic. I mean, one of the saddest days I had was closing day. My husband said, it'll be too crowded, there'll be thousands of people, so we won't go. So I sat at home and I cried because, one, it was the last day.
Oh.
And two, the crowds were down because everybody like him thought it was too crowded.
Actually,
it was the most spectacular.
That is very interesting what you've just said there, because the last day wasn't the most popular day. The day before the last day was, in fact, the most popular day of the 6 months. We had 190,000 people there.
I'm sure there would have been heaps and heaps more at the last day, only thinking it would be too crowded and everyone would get crushed. And really, it was televised on TV. It was just fabulous to see. It was a gorgeous day. It was a sunny day. And
the Seekers saying the carnival is over.
Oh, it was just fine. It was just awful because I wanted it to continue, but I particularly wanted to be there for the last day and I wasn't.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
So, but never mind.
But nice memories, Bernadette?
Every one of them was nice and the kids enjoyed it and, you know, they don't talk about it often, but I said to one of them the other day something about Expo and they said, Mum, even at school, their class or their thing, they performed one night at the concert. I remember taking them there and watching them sing and, you know, but it was everybody participating, a lot of Brisbane schools, everyone's doing lots of things, you know, through the whole 6 months. It was a great, I just think it,
yeah,
was,
it was a total great success, wasn't it?
Oh, I think so.
I think so too. I thought it was great. Thanks, Bernadette, for your memories.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And Bill from Robertson joins us. Bill, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You have memories of Expo 88?
Yes, I do.
All good ones, I hope.
Yes, yeah, pretty much so. So for the first day, the opening day.
What happened then?
Everyone was warned about pickpockets, and so forth and whatever. And, I had to wait until the football was finished in the afternoon to take the kids and my wife and I went to the expo. And, our first event was the Aqua Show. And we left there to go and buy the children ice cream and so forth. And my wallet had gone missing from my back pocket.
Oh, no.
And I'm saying, some person has knocked up a wallet. So as I'm going to the lost property to report my wallet being stolen, somebody was handing it into lost property because I dropped out of my pants pocket as we're leaving the Aqua Show. So, but other than that, it's a great show. It was the best 6 months Brisbane's ever seen.
Excellent.
John, you got anything to add to that? I guess you agree with that anyway, don't you?
You mentioned the Aqua Show. I mean, that was a special thing that they decided to add in the last few years and the lead up to the expo.
Yeah.
And it was that was actually voted to be the most popular attraction. It won a special award as the most popular attraction of the whole expo, in fact.
I think that I must have seen that show about probably 40 or 50 times.
Oh, wow.
Being a shift worker, I always had my days off during the week, so I would take my daughter who was then about four, and we would go on the bus into the expo and go to the Aqua Show, then lead the Aqua Show, and we knew the whole routine off by heart. We'd sit there and we'd sing along with the routine and that sort of stuff, and our days were just on the bus, expo, go in there, go on to the Aqua Show, lead the Aqua Show, go for a monorail ride around the whole site. we have some hot chips and orange juice, watch one of the street performers do their little skits that they were doing there and pantomime and so forth, look at one or two pavilions, and then we would go home. And we did that for 4 days in a row. And the weekends was just, our three kids just went in there, and the badges they collected alone.
They got a lot of stamps in their passports as well.
A lot of stamps in the passports. I think we filled up three passports for each of the children. and the badges they've still got here at home now are probably worth to somebody, not much, but for our family as mementos of Expo, and how the kids got those badges by coercion and swapping and being nice to people and so forth. It's just amazing that the people just... Brisbane has never had a party like the Expo.
Exactly, I agree with you entirely.
We'll have it one again. It was just fantastic.
Oh, by the way, before you go, I should mention to you that these pins are quite lucrative on eBay these days. So if you're on the internet and you're looking in eBay, do a search for Expo 88 and there'll be lots of pins for sale.
Yeah, well, I hope my children never sell their pin, because that's just the memories that they'll have as they get older for Expo 88 in Brisbane, because it's a great party.
All right, Bill, appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bill there from Robinson with some Expo 88 memories. Talk 1116 Brisbane's 4BC. 13 13 32 is our telephone number. Give us a call. John McGregor, the Foundation Executive Director of Foundation Expo 88, will tell you all about the website. The website for Expo 88, it's up and running. We'll tell you more about that when we come back after the break.
Help catch a criminal with Crime Stoppers and 4BC. Watch Channel 9 Tuesday night and check the Crime Watch section of the Courier Mail each Wednesday. Then listen to John and Russ for Breakfast for the latest developments when they talk to Crime Stoppers every Wednesday morning. To report a crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Help stamp out crime with Channel 9, the Courier Mail, Crime Stoppers, and
Talk 1116.
Brisbane's 4BC.
A little over 2 years ago, we formed the Small Business Union to service the needs of small businesses on the Sunshine Coast. Today, we are the biggest producers of workplace agreements on the eastern seaboard of Australia. Hundreds of businesses and nearly 10,000 workers can't all be wrong. Workers can earn more and owners have a better bottom line. If you want to enhance the workplace culture of your business and increase your profits, then talk to us, the Small Business Union. See us on the web, sbu.com.au.
Well, I planned a night out with the girls from school. Gonna meet them in the mall, gonna break a few rules. So I called a cab, didn't want to be late. Call 131-008. As I put down the phone, there's a distant beep and a black and white cab pulls up the street. Well, the lady said she already knew my address, but my face isn't on and my hair's a mess. So I grabbed my bag and jumped in the seat, thought I'd do my makeup on the way down the street. When I got to the mall, my friends just froze. My skirt was tucked in my petticoats. So the moral of the story is to be on the ball. Make sure you're ready before you call 131-008. 131-008.
With Black and White Cab's customer database, we're quicker than ever and safer than ever. With GPS satellite tracking our cabs wherever they go.
131-008. 131-008. Black and White Cab. Get it straight. 131-008. Program it in your phone, mate.
Talk 1116.
Brisbane's 4BC. Tony Murphy.
John McGregor in the studio with us. We're talking about Expo 88 and some memories. And give us a call on your memories. We've got some quizzes coming up between now and 8 o'clock too. Some of the things that John has brought in, I can't quite mention because it might give the quiz away. But Carl's on the line now. Carl from Munroobin. Hi, Carl.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Your memories of Expo 88?
Oh, I had very fond memories. When Expo was on, my wife had our first child and she was in the Mater Hospital. And I'd go up to the hospital to visit her after work every day. And when it was finished, I used to slip across to Expo until it closed. And my wife used to, the room that she was in was actually facing Expo, and she used to look out the window and watch the fireworks every night.
So did she get to see any of Expo?
She did. She got, she'd come out about 2 weeks before it closed, and she went while she was pregnant, and also we went after she had the baby.
An Expo baby.
Yes, and we took the little baby along just to say that she'd been to Expo. She doesn't remember it, but she'd been to Expo. So, 88 was a very big year.
And how often did you go during that time, Carl?
I bought a season pass, so I went quite often. And every night I went up to see my wife. She was in hospital for about 10 days, so I went every night up there. But, we went probably three or four times a week over the 6 months.
And what did you call the baby?
Candace.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and as I say, 88 was a very big year. I changed jobs at the old, Powers Brewery started up in 88.
Right, of course that did. That started in 88. Bernie Powers,
they sponsored the Broncos on their first season. So, it was a big change for me.
There was a lot going on in 88. Very exciting, wasn't it?
Bicentennial year and all?
Yeah, no, it was very exciting. We had the Olympics going as well, and there was just something going the whole time. And Expo, I can still remember it in my mind now. It was just fantastic.
Yeah. Most people are feeling the same way. Appreciate your thoughts, Carl.
No worries.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Sally Ann Atkinson is on the line now. And John, I know you know Sally Ann. And hi, Sally Ann.
Hi.
Good evening.
What fun listening to all that.
Well, everybody, we haven't found any knockers yet. So one bloke lost his wallet for a while, then he found it and fell out of his back pocket. That's about the only dark story about the whole thing. It was just wonderful, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And I think one of the great things about it is not only was it sort of wonderful when it happened, but we've got the legacy afterwards of South Bank and the gardens and all things that keep going on. So it's not as though it was just a sort of a once-off flash in the pan. For people, they are the memories, but they can relive them almost every day and take their kids there. And I'm lucky enough to live just sort of at the end of the expo site. So I look out from my balcony and there it all is.
Ah, dear, oh dear. Did anyone sort of ever figure out, Sally Ann, how much benefit to the city? I mean, John's got all the figures about what it costs to go in. At the end of the day, can we ever really decide how much benefit it is to a city?
No, I don't think we can ever quantify it. I don't think we can give figures. I don't think we can even give real figures about how much it costs to go in, because there's all sorts of things like, the council, we did all that work with the, sort of the roads and the sewerage and the transport and all those things that you don't really cost. And of course, when the government decided to, or when Joe Bjelke Petersen decided to go for Expo, he had a plan that the all that land that was resumed for Expo would be sold off to, really to create another city for commercial and housing and whatever, which would have been an awful plan, because it would have meant we would have had high-density buildings right to the river's edge on the south side. So lucky we were able to sort of to fight that. And people after Expo said, no, this has got to stay open space. And I think it's a site like nowhere else in the entire world.
That's right. Can I just add there that in terms of post-expo development, I think Brisbane South Bank redevelopment has been one of the most successful redevelopments of an expo site in the world.
Yes, well, I went to Expo in Canada in 1986.
That's right, Vancouver.
On the way to the Commonwealth Games, and there they were, they were sort of rapping around saying, "Gosh, what are we going to do afterwards?" And they had got a plan, but they hadn't really got it until just before that, and it was striking all kinds of problems. So I came back from that trip and said, "Right, well, we've got to start looking at what we're going to do afterwards." And the gentleman responsible, Mr. Kwok, I think his name was, Stanley Kwok, came out from Canada and gave us a sort of rundown on what they were doing. So we started thinking about it, before the event actually even happened.
Somebody said to me during the week, it's probably apocryphal, somebody said they offered it to Sir Joe, and he said yes, and then he said, well, yes, we'll take it. What is it?
Well, I hadn't heard that story, but it's certainly, it's just interesting how times change politically, because now you'd have to sort of go out to workshop it and, have consultations and stuff. He just sort of went off, I presume. Well, it's decided, the BIE, the organisation is based in Paris. I don't know if you went to Paris, but yes,
I've been there. I've been to the BIE offices just last year.
Yes, no, I've been there, but I'm just saying I don't know if Joe went
there. Joe went there.
Ah. He went there. It pretty much sort of...
It could be right, that story.
He said, we're going to have it. Yes, we're having Expo. And nobody said, no, we're not, or gosh, or whatever. And,
what is it?
Or what's in it, or what is it,
Mm.
And I was, in fact, I saw the one before in New Orleans. What year was it?
84.
84,
yes,
because I was on a study trip funded by the US government where they let you sort of go and look at whatever you wanted to look at, and I said, well, I'd like to look at Expo, please, seeing we're having one of those.
good choice.
Now, John's a bit of a, Sally Ann, John's a bit of a junkie going to all of these, all of them, all the time. Is that something that sort of gets under your skin? Do you think it's something that you'd like to keep going to all the Expos every...
I think they're interesting because I have been to a few, so coincidentally, because I went to Seville as well.
Seville was wonderful too.
Seville was wonderful, and Seville, of course, was after us, so they were...
That's right.
But bigger, and they're all very different. I mean, well, the four that I've been to were all... In fact, I didn't actually go... New Orleans hadn't happened. They were just building it, but they are all very different. They are sort of very like... they reflect the country that they're in, which is good.
Mm. Well, yeah, the country and the time and everything, really.
Mm. Okay, well, let's run down a couple of questions for you, Sally Ann. Your favourite pavilion?
Oh, I think that's a really hard one. Gosh, and I went to, you know, I just kept sort of going to them. Well, I loved the French pavilion, and I liked the Sri Lankan one, because I grew up in Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. so I thought the Swiss one was great with that snow.
Wasn't that wonderful?
I thought that was very clever, so hard to say, but I thought the best thing about Expo was the people, just watching the people. That was sort of a show in itself.
Yeah, any acts or shows that stick in your memory?
No.
They're on all the time, of course.
We had, you know, because I was sort of mayor, they had this, every day was a sort of a country's day, and there was a sort of a special lunch, and interesting people came to that. I remember having lunch with the King and Queen of Spain, of course, as you do, and Queen of England, as you do, and the Queen of Denmark. Actually, Queen Margareta was there.
I thought you'd be over in Spain for the wedding.
Well, there have been two weddings. There was the Danish wedding one weekend, and then the Spanish one this weekend.
Somebody said to me just a while ago, they said, well, look, you're divorced, and you used to read the news, you're a former TV presenter, are you out looking for a queen?
There's a question. But interesting that the divorced former newsreader was sort of wearing full bridal rig.
I know.
Well, that was fascinating.
Yeah, and Charles went to that one and didn't go to our Mary's.
No. What do you... Well, perhaps you wanted to give Edward a go.
Somebody should.
Yes. Well, we liked our Mary's anyhow. But that was... and the state... Actually, talking about Mary, because the state pavilions were great, weren't they? You know, the Argyle Diamonds from West Australia and all the various things that the state did, and lots of people coming. Oh, it just made me feel so proud. You know, you sort of... We've been trying to talk up Brisbane for years, and then all of a sudden people came. But I think, you know, I think one of the most significant things about Expo was that it made people in Brisbane realise what we had, and it made people in Brisbane feel that, you know, that here was the rest of the world coming to us. I remember a city council bus driver, wasn't he, saying to me, never have to travel now because I just met all these people from different places and they've all been on my bus, and now I feel as though I've seen the world.
Yes. Well done. Oh, that's terrific. We've got some marvellous memories. Appreciate your time again, Sally Ann. We seem to catch you on a Sunday night. I guess that's why we're doing the programme.
Yes, I'm up at lovely Binnaburra at the moment, up in the Lamington National.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful spot?
Beautiful fresh air and going for walks.
How cool is it tonight there?
Cold. It's fire. It's open fire weather and cuddling up.
Binnaburra, one of the great spots. Well, lovely to talk to you. Stay warm. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Sally Ann Atkinson there, of course, with some great memories of Expo 88. We've got some questions to give away before we run into the news. Now, there's the first one. And 131332 is the telephone number. It's for us to call. Now, we've got some great prizes to give away, so that's our top question there, John.
Yes, we've tried to make not too difficult. So the first question is, what was the name of the Expo 88 mascot, and what animal was it? It should be simple.
That's right. And so while we're waiting for that, 131332 is a telephone number. What was the name of the Expo 88 mascot, and what animal was it? And some great prizes there we give away. The 4BC album of the week is called Patience by George Michael, if you'd like to give us a call for that. And four tickets to the Queensland Orchestra's Clock Tower series, Tubular Bells, at the Brisbane City Hall on Friday night, 28th of May at 6:30 p.m. Now, what we're talking about, and 131332, of course, is the telephone number. While we're talking about that, John, you've got the website going. What's the address of that?
That's right. It's hometown.aol.com/Foundation Expo 88. But if you're looking for it, just go into Google and just type in Foundation Expo 88 in the Google search engine, and it'll come up straight away. So that's the easiest way to find it.
And what sort of a background and foreground have you got there?
Well, a brief intro into it. There was a big conference in Spain in 2002 on Expo Cities and Regions, which is a new association which has just been formed by the Bureau of International Expositions. And I attended that conference, and I found that there was nothing on Brisbane whatsoever, And so I thought to myself, I'm going to change that situation. So the website has been developed over the past 18 months. I've tried to make it a dedicated website just for Expo 88 so that any sort of trivia, anything you wanted to know about Expo 88, from the opening and closing ceremony speeches to what VIPs were there on what days, to pavilion details, to photographs, everything. I've tried to put it on this one website, and it just had its launch a few weeks ago on April the 30th, 2004. We had a little launch at Cafe San Marco at South Bank, and it was a live feed to the internet, and that was, of course, the 16th anniversary of the official opening ceremony of the Expo, so it's quite an auspicious day to do it as well.
Okay, well, we're 13, 13, 13, 2. The question is, what was the name of Expo 88 mascot and what animal was it? We're just ready to take some calls now. I know we've got some callers on the line there, so we're just about ready to go into the news. If we can just get some people up there. And first of all, joining us with the answer to that particular question, what was the name of Expo 88 mascot and what animal was it, is Ben on line 3. Hi, Ben. Yes, Ben, how are you? Ben, yes?
Yep.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Narangba.
Narangba, okay. Do you know the answer to the quiz?
Oh, I know the animal.
Oh, you know the animal, but not the name of the mascot.
I'm just trying to think.
Ah, well, that'll make it difficult if you haven't got the name of the mascot. We need both of those, Ben.
Okay, I'll ask Kanga.
No, Eskanga, no. A nice original try, but I'm sorry. Okay, Ben, thanks for calling. Right, we'll just wait for some more calls. We've got the news coming up, and don't forget, of course, if you want to look up John's website there, you can do that, and all you need to do is look it up and find out all about expos. And the next one is when? What particular dates are they?
March 25th to October 25th, 2005, is the Japan World Expo 2005 in Nagoya.
It's Maria from... Maria, how are you, Castledine?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, what's the name of the mascot and what animal?
It's a kangaroo, and her name was Matilda. Is that right?
You're talking about the Commonwealth Games.
What am I talking about?
We're talking about Expo 88.
Oh, right. Sorry,
wrong one. Wrong one, okay.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, gee whiz, we're just about to run into the news. We'll have to carry this on after the news. We've got some great prizes to give away. John, thanks so much for coming in tonight. We appreciate that and all the wonderful things and all the memorabilia. People can actually have a chat to you at some point in the future, I guess, and find out exactly what they need to know, because you know it all.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks so much for coming in tonight. That's John McGregor there, and John McGregor Foundation Expo 88, and the Foundation Executive Director. We've got the news coming up, and just a little while after the news, we'll come back with Duncan Armstrong, gold medalist in 1988. It was the Seoul Olympics. How did he do it? What was his strategy? And also Ken Doan, the Australian artist.